From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia, France discuss maritime resilience. Education Minister to draft regulation for nurturing young athletes. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment organized an Indonesia-France bilateral focus group discussion or FGD in Bali province on Thursday to discuss and allow knowledge sharing on maritime territory security and management. Indonesia will take three main actions to strengthen its maritime resilience, including increasing awareness on maritime security issues, cooperating with domestic and international partners, as well as establishing regulation for effective maritime resource management. Next, we have Education, Culture, Research and Technology Minister Nadiem Makarim said at the Vice President's Palace, Jakarta on Thursday, after attending a meeting on the Great Design of National Sports or DBON implementation, which was chaired by Vice President Maruf Amin, that his ministry will develop regulation to help young athletes focus on developing their talents and mastering their sports. Furthermore, the ministry will prepare the required infrastructure in schools to bolster sports enthusiasm among students. Chief of the North Sumatra Revolutionary Legal Aid Post, or PBHRI, Ahmad Sandri Nasution, said in a written statement released on Thursday that he has urged the government to comply with the Supreme Court verdict on halal vaccine. The halal vaccine is a manifestation of the government's obligation to protect Muslim legal rights regarding non-consumption of haram or forbidden by Islamic law goods. Last national news comes from the National Library of Indonesia that carries the theme Library Transformation to realize a national digital ecosystem at the age of 42 this year. The head of the National Library of Indonesia, Muhammad Sharif Bando, said that the library as a leading sector in developing and fostering a love of reading runs programs related to the development of literacy culture. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Friday, the development of libraries in Indonesia is carried out through various information technology-based service innovation. Now let's move on to the international news. Qatar's ruler, Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, has arrived in Iran, Iranian state media reported on Thursday, as the Gulf state tries to help end of a row between Tehran and Washington over revival of the 2015 nuclear deal. While Iranian state media portrayed the visit of proof of Iran's expansions of ties with regional countries, a source briefed on the visit told Reuters on Sunday that the emir's trip was aimed to bring the parties to the Iran nuclear patch to a new middle ground. Next, we have thousands of Argentines brought central Buenos Aires to a standstill on Thursday in another massive protest against the South American country's soaring inflation. The Federal March for Work and Salaries and Against Hunger and Poverty was bolstered by thousands of people arriving from outside the capital, heeding the call from multiple unions and left-wing groups critical of center-left President Alberto Fernández' social policies. Last news comes from cryptocurrencies nursed large losses on Friday, with Bitcoin pinned below $30,000 and set for a record losing streak as the collapse of Terra USD, a so-called stablecoin, rippled through markets. Crypto assets have also been swept up in a broad selling of risky investment on worries about high inflation and rising interest rates. Sentiment is particularly fragile, however, as tokens supposed to be pegged to the dollar have faltered. Next, listener will present to you commentary on North Korea's national emergency post-COVID-19 case finding.
Today's commentary is on a North Korea's national emergency post-COVID-19 case finding. Currently, several countries in the world have begun to relax the application of health protocols because the numbers of confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 has decreased. On the other hand, North Korea has just declared a national emergency after confirming its supposedly first finding, a COVID-19 case. Pyongyang previously claimed that it had not recorded a single case of COVID-19 since the closing of its borders at the start of the pandemic more than 2 years ago. Local state media reported on Thursday that a subvariant of the highly contagious Omicron virus, known as BA2, had been detected in the capital Pyongyang. The official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, said some people in Pyongyang had contracted the Omicron variant without providing details on the number of cases or possible sources of infection. The discovery of the Omicron variant presents a potentially serious risk for North Korea, as it is estimated that the country has not vaccinated its roughly 25 million population. North Korea has even been known to avoid vaccines offered by the UN-backed COVAX distribution program. It has refused shipments of vaccines from global vaccine sharing program COVAX and China's Sinovac biotech vaccine. This indicates that there is a high probability that no civilians there have been vaccinated yet. According to the World Health Organization, as of March 2022, no cases of COVID-19 have been reported and there are no official records on North Koreans having been vaccinated. According to KCNA, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered control of the virus through maximum emergency measures that appear to include orders for local lockdowns and restriction on gathering at work. Meanwhile, according to NK News, a monitoring site based in Seoul, residents in several places in the Pyongyang area had been on lockdown for at least 2 days prior to the latest announcement. For more than 2 years, North Korea has claimed not to have a single case of COVID-19. So, why is North Korea admitting it now? Most likely because this outbreak was too serious and too difficult to hide. However, this didn't mean they would be more willing to accept outside help, because so far North Korea is not a country that easily accepts outside assistance, especially if it is related to the government or policies of that country. As the closest neighbor, South Korea has offered to help. Its presidential office told Reuters that President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was sworn in on May the 10th, would not link humanitarian aid to the political situation and opened the door to providing support to North Korea. Hopefully, the offer of support from various parties for Pyongyang will be able to help and make it easier for that country to save the citizen from this COVID-19 outbreak. Well, that was commentary today on North Korea's national emergency post-COVID-19 case finding.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with May 13, 1950. Formula One begins. The Formula One or F1 car racing event was held for the first time at the Silverstone Circuit, England on May 13, 1950. F1 is the highest class in single-seat car racing. In the first official Formula One competition, it was won by Italian driver Giuseppe Farina in his Alfa Romeo. The competition briefly stopped in the early 1980s due to high cost. However, it was held again in the following years. Until now, Formula One car racing has become one of the most prestigious sports in the world. Turning to May 13, 1969, the racial riots between ethnic groups in Malaysia. The May 13th incident is the term for the racial riots between ethnic Chinese and Malays that occurred in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on May 13, 1969. It has claimed the lives of 184 people. This incident is the culmination of the problem of integration in Malaysia and has close links to the May 10, 1969 general election. As a result of this riot, an emergency order was issued. No one was allowed out of the house. Police force patrolling around Kuala Lumpur. Soldiers from the Ranger Regiment had previously been deployed to maintain safety around Kuala Lumpur. This ethnic riot incident is a black spot in the history of the Malaysian state. I'll end today in history with May 13, 1981, Pope John Paul II's shot. On May 13, 1981, the 264th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope John Paul II, was shot by Turkish man of Kurdish descent, Mehmet Ali Aksa, in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City. Four shots injured Pope John II, and he had to undergo surgery, but he survived. The shooter, Mehmet Ali Aksa, was arrested and sentenced to life in prison on charges of attempted murder. Pope John Paul II forgave the shooter. The background of the shooting remains a mystery until now. Several years ago, Mehmet Ali Aksa said he was grateful that his gun suddenly jammed so that the Pope did not die in his hands. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかうんてかうバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
What you got?
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government monitors the dynamics and situation of the palm oil and other vegetables oil domestically and globally, while maintaining the stability from upstream to downstream. That was stated by Coordinating Ministry for Economy's Deputy for Food and Agribusiness Coordination, Musdalifah Mahmud, in a discussion entitled Latest Dynamics and Development on Palm Oil and Vegetables Oil in European Union on Wednesday, quoted by Antara. Musdalifah also said that the palm oil industry is a strategic sector with a great contribution in the country's economic development, mainly in poverty eradication and job creation for more than 16 million workers. From the trade aspects, the palm oil industry also made a significant contribution by making $35.5 billion national foreign exchange in 2021. However, according to Musdalifah, currently the Indonesian palm industry is facing various challenges. One of the challenges was black campaign and discrimination from other countries, such as in the European Union. Besides the COVID-19 pandemic, crop failure due to climate factor as well as geopolitics development in Europe had caused a disruption in the world's vegetables oil market, especially in the European Union. Russia and Ukraine were sunflower oil producers. Conflict between the two caused sunflower oil scarcities in some European Union member countries. John Professor Fox School of Business at Temple University of Philadelphia and John Cabot University, Rome, Professor Pietro Paganini said, "It is the right time for Indonesia to take part as a leader in the world's vegetables oil supply. Apart from the domestic issues related to the cooking oil as well as CPO and its derivatives export ban, palm oil is very needed by the European Union and the world to fulfill the sunflower oil demand that cannot be fulfilled by other vegetables oil such as soybean oil, rapeseed oil, and olive oil." According to Paganini, it must be admitted that Indonesia is more advanced in sustainable palm oil development. Indonesia also has shown hard work to overcome deforestation in the last one decade.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku.
Walau
hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Jajé Tujak Culinary. There are a lot of typical dishes of Idul Fitri in every region across Indonesia. Take for instance, in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, the Lok people usually serve Jajé Tujak Culinary on Idul Fitri Day. In Lombok traditional language, the meaning of the word jajé is snack and tujak is pounded. So the name Jajé Tujak means a snack which is made by pounding. The process of making it is quite difficult because it takes a long time. The processing of ingredients to make jaje tujak is done 3 days before Idul Fitri Day. Jaje tujak is made from glutinous rice. The process of making it starts from cooking the sticky rice until it is well cooked. Afterwards, it is mixed with grated coconut and pounded until it is sticky, or it is blended between the sticky rice and grated coconut. Traditionally, it must be pounded by 2 people. One person is pounding and another person is holding a container of sticky rice being pounded. After being mixed together, jaje tujak is formed into rounds or squares and it is stored in a cool place so that it doesn't harden easily. Before eating it, jaje tujak is cut like a cube about 3 cm and then eaten with tapai, or local language called poteng. If the jaje tujak is not finished during Idul Fitri, then people usually cut it lengthwise and thin by using a tool called a pejangke. Pejangke is made of bamboo with a length of 40 times 5 cm. Jaje tujak is dried in the sun until it is dry, so it can be stored for months. If you want to eat it, the dried jaje tujak can be toasted or fried, and it is best eaten while drinking coffee. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku,
dirimu
dekat denganmu, tak ingin
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned, Voice Listener, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Miscellany for today highlights RSVP ITS students innovation to convert vibration into power. The use of renewable energy is still a focus of the Indonesian government and people. Therefore, a student team of 10 November Institute of Technology developed a power generator from vibration of vehicles passing the rumble strip. Rumble strip is a kind of speed bump to reduce vehicle speed. The team Mahatma Gandhi team created the Road Speed Bumps Vibration Power Plant, or RSVP. It converts the contact between the rumble strip and tire into electricity. Jody Rizky Rahman, leader of Mahatma Gandhi team, explained that the conversion idea had been researched before. It analyzed the speed bump. But now the team has analyzed the rumble strip. Rumble strip was chosen for it is more applicable on the wider road. Besides, according to Jody, the use of a rumble strip makes the contact between the vehicle and the road bigger, so that the mechanical energy captured by sensor becomes greater. The device will be connected to a smartphone so that it can be controlled with applications. In converting mechanical energy into electricity, RSVP uses a piezoelectric sensor. The electricity will be transferred to a module that will strengthen its voltage. The voltage produced will depend on the speed, mass, and density of the vehicle passing the rumble strip. In a traffic jam, this device can still capture the mechanical energy when the vehicle begins passing the rumble strip. That's Miscellany.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba. Oh, menanti pagi tiba, menanti pagi tiba berdua.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present an original song from West Nusa Tenggara, entitled Kadal Nonga, to be sung by Kua Etnika. This song tells about a princess of Selaparang Kingdom on the island of Lombok. She doesn't want to hear the words of her elder brother, who is a prince. So she gets punished for her mistakes. Her mother, the empress, who feels sorry, tries to advise her daughter by singing a kadal nonga or lizer, which is rises its head up like the princess who is arrogant on the throne that she has. Thus, the princess does not want to listen to the words of the people around her, including her elder brother. Finally, the princess is not liked by her people due to her arrogance. Here is the original song from West Nusa Tenggara, entitled Kadal Nonga, sung by Kua Etnika.
Thank you.
Of Indonesia.
Manusia mencari hal yang tak dimengerti. Entah kapan berhenti, lebih berkilau, tak selalu lebih indah. Bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai. Selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti. Pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada
Indonesia.
Hidup ini
ceria ini takkan ada tanpa kau ada di sisi. Kekasihku, kau bunga mimpiku, tiada yang lain hanya dirimu. Dalam suka dan duka
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.